Is he eventually a starting rotation candidate, or do you think he's a bullpen pitcher?
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Hello.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What happened there? Wait a minute. Somebody put Buck on hold here.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Somebody put Buck on hold there. Put Buck back on the air. Buck. It's line one there. Line one.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Line one's Rich. Hi, Rich. Oh, Rich is gone now.
I love the phones here.
I've got nobody to talk to.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
The emergency break of the week is brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. George is on vacation today. He'll be back Monday as the backup keeper of the emergency break of the week. I'll take us through the segment. And we have three candidates, as always. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. It is Mike Reiner. Those boys were discussing the Steve Harvey show that leaked online, and Mike had trouble saying Netflix.
No one's going to pay him. But I am very...
Are they asking for money here?
No, they're getting ready to. They're threatening ABC. Of course they're going to ask for money.
Did they ask Netflix for...
Try again, Mike.
Whoa!
In 3, 2, 1. Did they ask Netflix for money?
Thank
yes,
you.
They did. They demanded Bitcoin.
Yes.
Lots of Bitcoin. And Netflix said no.
All right, I want to listen to that again because listen how quickly they jump on him. I mean, he gets no room whenever he has a slip up.
No one's going to pay him. But I am very...
Are they asking for money here?
No, they're getting ready to. They're threatening ABC. Of course they're going to ask for money.
Did they ask Netflix for...
Try again, Mike.
In 3, 2, 1... Did they ask Netflix for money?
Yes, they did. They demanded Bitcoin.
I don't know if you have that isolated
funny
here.
Netflix for... Netflix for... Netflix for...
There's almost that...
the last...
Yeah, there's almost a little sigh at the end of just resignation.
Right.
Netflix for...
That's great.
All right, that's candidate one. Candidate two, along the same lines, having trouble with the word, Bob Sturm from Bad Radio, noon to three here on The Ticket, had a little bit of a problem with a fairly common word.
If you guys will go halvesies, I'll go to Jamaica and try and recreate it.
Man, I don't
That's
think
my you, offer to you.
I don't think you could do that.
Well, I don't go halvesies with anyone who uses the term halvesies.
You don't feel buoyant as this guy. He feels more buoyant than you. Is that okay?
Say that word again.
Buoyant?
Buoyant? I think you're saying it wrong. Buoyant.
Buoyant.
I think it's buoyant.
Buoyant.
Like buoyancy?
Like it's a buoy, the thing that floats in the lake.
Right. Yeah.
Is a buoy.
Right.
How do they get that thing floating right there and precipice doesn't move?
Hey, you can pronounce it any way you want. You don't float like that, dude.
Let's find out.
That's so weird.
Buoyant.
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 You know, but Bob, he's mispronouncing the word, but
buoyant.
It's a good point. Why do we say boy
when it's
or
a buoy?
Right. And then we say buoyant.
Yeah.
We so that's call what it a buoy.
That's what threw him.
It should be buoyant.
Buoyant.
I like how he almost stops down and isolates the word. He kind of highlights it when he mispronounces it.
Tomorrow. If you guys will go halvesies, I'll go to Jamaica and try and recreate it.
Man, I don't
That's
think
my offer to you.
I don't think you could do that.
Well, I don't go halvesies with anyone who uses the term halvesies.
You don't feel buoyant as this guy. He feels more buoyant than you. Is that okay?
Say that word again.
Buoyant?
Buoyant?
I think you're saying it wrong. Buoyant.
Buoyant? I think it's buoyant.
Buoyant.
Like buoyancy?
Like it's a buoy. The thing that floats in the lake
right. yeah.
is a buoy.
Right.
You're How do they get that thing buoyant. Floating right there and doesn't move?
Hey, you can pronounce it any way you want. You don't float like that, dude.
That's also a fair question by Dan. How do they get the buoy to float but not move?
It's anchored to the floor of the
lake,
to the bottom. Yeah.
That's amazing technology.
Yeah, it is.
I also like Dan quickly saying, say that word again.
Yeah, that's... Was that buoyant. Good partner? That being a good partner? Hey, say the thing that I know that is wrong again.
Buoyant.
Bob, candidate number two. And candidate number three comes to us from this show. George Durham, on vacation today, but yesterday around this time, we played a game show. It was Real Estate Showdown. And George's idea for the game show, which he led as our game show host, was to give us real estate for sale. He would describe the property, then he would hand us basically the flyer, but he would black out the price. Mm-hmm. And Gordon and I were to guess what the price of the property for sale was. Well, George handed me the flyer of property number 5, and he made a mistake.
It's property number 5 there, Junior.
Hmm. That's just 5 acres?
Land for sale on Lake Louisville, yes.
I'm going to guess $1.35 million, and I only make that guess because...
Did I not black it out?
Because the price is on here.
Mother Hubbard! Dang it. All right, hang on. All right, we got to give you one more then.
Oh, my. Does that land have a wood-burning hearth?
Okay, we didn't block it.
You're no
out.
Wink Martindale.
Does it have a gourmet hill?
Okay, one more.
We were talking this morning about just how confusing the game show was for us because of the material he would hand us.
Yeah. He would hand us things that were torn out of a magazine, and he would try to number them, but the dark ink on a dark picture, you can't tell which one he's even talking about. There's 20 properties on a page. He'd hand it to you wrong side up. No square footage.
No square footage.
Yeah.
And I was so confused when he handed it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, but I was so confused when he handed me that specific one. And the biggest letters on the page were the price.
Yes.
It's property number 5 there, Junior.
Hmm. That's just 5 acres?
Land for sale on Lake Louisville, yes.
I'm going to guess $1.35 million, and I only make that guess because...
Did I not black it out?
Because the price is on here.
Mother Hubbard! Dang it. All right, hang on. All right, we got to give you one more then.
Oh, my. Does that land have a wood-burning heart?
Laugh.
Mayhem. And he yells so violently, Georgia, dude, I'm blacking out! Gosh, scares me.
Those are our three candidates this morning, Mike Reiner, Bob Sturm, or George Dunham. 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
I should have been a cowboy. I should learn a rope and ride. Yeah, come on. I vote for Bob.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
South Oak Cliff con man.
It's a vote for Mike. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break.
Oh, hi, musers.
Hi, Tiger.
Hey, did you see that Phil the Dill is not going to play in the Open? Mm-hmm. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Usually, at least, I play the first two rounds.
Okay. Good one.
All right. Hey, could I, did you guys know I have two girls, two kids, a girl and a buoy?
Okay.
Gosh. That was a long way to go.
He saved it a little bit there with that line. All right, that's two votes for Bob. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? We don't know. We don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Reckon what y'all got in there good to eat.
What?
Reckon what y'all got in there good to eat.
Nothing right now.
What?
Keeping a little box down this head.
Hi, you're on
Is
the ticket.
Is that supposed to be Carl?
I guess so.
Carl Childers?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Die.
Hey, kid. Hey, Gordo. George Dunham, just so you know, love you.
All right. I guess we love you, too. You're on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week. For the love of God. Mm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for in the e-break?
Hey, dude.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
And again, I'd like to vote for Bob Stern's buoyant extra foreskin.
Okay. You're on the emergency break of the week. Who wins?
George Dunham.
Well, that was a very nice, simple vote.
Yes, that's what we like.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you think wins?
Good morning, AM Courage Boys.
Hey.
Hey, I'd like to vote for Hot Dog Hallway Annie, please.
Yes.
She is not up for
how vote. You guys do.
It was a random character from a couple of weeks ago. Hi, you're voting in the e-break. Who do you like?
Hey, good morning to you, Greg.
Hi.
Do you believe in the mean green?
You bet.
Okay, not what you told me at ticket stock. Hey, let's go with the old gray wolf, and good morning to you.
All right, good morning to you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, good morning. I would like to vote for George, and I still love him madly, even though he's not there today.
Oh,
that's nice.
Thank you, sir.
He's a nice guy.
Three votes for George, three for Bob. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for George's all-star sex party in Las Vegas this weekend.
Okay, I don't think he's hosting one of those. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Guten Tag.
Hello, who wins?
You are speaking with Andre Greipel, the gorilla. I vote for Bob Sturm.
All right, that's four for Bob. He's one away. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I wanted to vote for the 3-2-1 Old Gray Wolf.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for the lovely Joyce Durnham.
Four for George, four for Bob.
Close, close.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for?
Woman.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, first off, I want to say that P1 Fake Tiger is a beat down for the other P1s, so please stop calling in. And let's go with Mike for the win.
All three of our candidates have four votes. The next one decides it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for in the e-break?
Hey, guys, give me that old say magnet, George Dunham. I didn't vote for Mike because he wasn't the best.
All right, vote there for George, go. And that decides it. George Durham wins the emergency break of the week.
It's property number 5 there, Junior.
Hmm.
That's just
5
land,
acres?
Land for sale on Lake Louisville, yes.
I'm going to guess $1.35 million, and I only make that guess because...
Did I not block it out?
Because the price is on here.
Mother Hubbard!
Dang it. All right, hang on. All right,
how many is that for George?
73rd win moves into second place past Gordon Fake Peen Keith.
Fake Peen?
Well, that's kind of an accusation, Fernando.